Hello, I'm your host, Kathy Chester, and welcome to the Move It or Lose It podcast, a podcast about all things that move the mind, body, and soul. The Move It or Lose It podcast is for information, awareness, and inspirational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I don't even play one on TV. So please consult with your doctor before making any medical decisions. The views expressed by advertisers, guests, or contributors are their opinions and not necessarily the views of the Move It or Lose It podcast.
Welcome back to part two of our interview with your podcast host, Kathy Chester. We have flipped the script on Kathy. I work with Kathy as her marketing director and web developer, web designer. And I had this great idea to interview Kathy on her own podcast. So welcome back for part two, Kathy, to your own podcast. Welcome back.
Thank you. You're doing a very good job, Amanda.
We have discussed the podcast, where it's been, where it's going, the new program, which is incredible. And there's so much more going on. You are coming back into the public speaking arena. Now, this is something done in the past.
Yes.
And something that you had a huge passion for and a heart for, but that obviously for a while it had to take a back seat while you were growing the MS Disrupted brand. But now we're coming back to it. So tell me how you got started with public speaking and what's brought you back to this spot.
Well, I'll make you laugh. I was 9 and we all know, I've said this a million times, my dad is an alcoholic and they asked me to come speak at AA. So honestly, I swear to God. So I was like, what? I did it one time. It was a big group and they asked if I would go to another group and do it. And like, I don't really know why they're asking me to do this. So I kept going to the AA meetings and they would ask me to speak about what it's like having alcoholic parents. And I'm like, okay, if it helps. So that started my speaking career. And then I would do it like through different things, like in high school and then after. And I would go to different schools and do it like for, especially in fitness, I would help with like junior high, which you can imagine junior high boys in fitness when you're a young female training. But then I started to do public speaking as a pastor's wife and I would do it. I just didn't know where my groove would be with that. I just didn't know what I would like the most, but I really enjoyed actually young adults. And I really enjoyed working with teenagers. That was my favorite. And so talk about like getting thrown into life coaching. That was fast. And into therapy. It was like so much I really, really enjoyed. And I think, I feel like every experience we have is to be used. Like all the things with my dad and the abuse and all of that. It really gave me so much perspective into young adults and teenagers. And I was really very blessed to be able to help them. But then it also gave lots of speaking opportunities to different churches and different things that they would have, youth group events, and then going into different schools and stuff like that. Then I started to work with the women. I would be then asked to go to different states and stuff and do speaking engagements for women. I think a lot of it was just learning how to take the Bible and take it and how to apply it into our lives as women. And what does this mean for us? So, okay, I've got this stuff that doesn't make sense. And the priest or the pastor just gave me all this. I don't know how to apply this to my life. And so as a pastor's wife, I was like, if I would need to know this, I don't understand it. I'm learning it all for the first time. How do I apply this to my life as I'm doing laundry, taking the kids everywhere? So that was a big part of my life. I actually had a ministry called Inside Out. And honestly, I got the name from taking laundry and folding it and taking it constantly. Kids throw it. It's inside out. And I just really felt, I don't mean God came and said, your ministry is called Inside Out. I just felt it in my heart. I felt like once my divorce happened, I really needed a break from that. But then I've just been doing a lot of different things like that my whole life. And with MS, different support groups, you know, going to different places and being asked, would you share your story? Would you just out of hope and just you have, you know, you do a lot with MS people and you do a lot of different events. And just, I think too, being able to move gives, especially our newly diagnosed, that MS doesn't look like this, like what we were given. I was given when I was first diagnosed, this little VHS tape of this lady that could maybe walk slow and being told, look at the wheelchair, that's going to be you in 10 years. So giving them a very different perspective, like, no, it doesn't have to look like that. And you could be like a hot grandma.
Really? I had a very similar experience when I was early diagnosed. I went to a support group, and as I was leaving the support group, one of the members asked me, have you purchased a cane yet? And I was like, no, why? And she was like, well, you might want to just, it's a little hard to get the hang of. So you might want to just get one and go ahead and start practicing, because probably within like the next 12 months, you'll be relying on it. I was like, what? What? No, no. Oh my goodness.
I always say to people, like, it's kind of like your neurologist. When you're finding one, it's like speed dating. You don't connect, gone. You go to your support group and you don't connect, gone. Because mine, like yours, but mine was in a scooter shop, my first one. And I was like looking, kept looking. I'm like, why are we here? And this is terrifying. I'm like 3 months into my diagnosis, very young. And I'm like, kept looking over and I'm like, I've got to get out of here. I mean, I hope there's not a lot of those anymore, but who knows?
Our group.
Yes. Women who disrupt MS. So I would love to, like, I'm always trying to get, I know there's a lot of guys ones. So when I hear from them, I always give out ones that I know that are really good, but I love this one for women. So yeah. I want to go back into speaking. So I put some stuff out for like schools, churches. Then I want to get into some corporations and do some of that. So just a lot. I really, really enjoy that. Obviously, I wouldn't have a podcast.
What are some of the things that you are offering to speak on? Obviously, resilience, living with chronic illness and chronic pain. These are all topics that you are very passionate and knowledgeable about. Is there anything that I'm missing?
Really in schools and stuff, I really like talking to kids, teenagers and stuff like that about things that you feel like you can't do, things that you feel like, oh, I would never be able to accomplish this. This is way above me. And just like, there's always things that you don't think you can do that you absolutely can, or don't put yourself in a box. There's things that you may need to try a little bit harder, or don't think that plan A or B has to be it, or nothing's going to work out, because there's always C, D, and E. And there's so many other options. Be open to what may be that could be so much better. I love talking about that. And when it comes to churches, I think a lot of the same thing, like grow into who you are. And there's going to be a lot of pressure of what everybody else expects of you, but you still are your own person. And that's a beautiful thing. And allow for that to grow into who you are. And then just be able to be okay with that. Because so often, I think in those younger years, then it pops up, we don't even know who that is. Right. And so we're anxious to get to that next spot, but take some time to really figure out and learn who you are and what you like and what you enjoy before we all of a sudden jump to that next phase, because there's a lot we miss because we try so hard to please mom and dad and please the other people that we're with. And so take some time and learn what you like, learn what you want to do. And, you know, don't feel that pressure to like, oh my gosh, you know, I have to find that person like now. And just, you know, breathe and take a little bit of time. And really that overcoming in every situation, you know, there's always that, whether it's a home environment, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a sibling that had to take up so much of family time because they were the ones sick, alcoholism in the family. Geez, that's like here right now, especially after COVID. So there's so many things that typically a school will give me topics that they want to talk about or things they may ask me.
Yeah, I love it. So if somebody wants to book you for an event, that obviously is available on your website.
Yes.
It's a way that you can request Kathy to come and speak at your business, your organization, your online event. You've been to stadiums and schools and churches, all of that.
Business corporations, I would say, are different. It's like, what do you do to like what to get your employees excited? How do you keep that going? And as an employee, like, what is it that you want to do? How do you want to be seen as an employee? And how do we do like some like, gosh, it's been like before COVID, going there, I like look at all my suits that I go in and like try to like do like a workout. And then I would give like the employees like exciting things. Then I'd have a talk with the management and we talk about like, what are some ways that we can get the employees excited. And so it's like, I'm looking at my suits, like, I want to wear these again. I want to go speak.
You have so much going on right now in your business, in your personal life, right? You just had a grandbaby.
I am a grandma. Yes. And she's beautiful. My little Liliana.
You don't look like a grandma.
Good.
Right?
Because I have a lot of things I want to do with her. I look at her little face and I'm like, we're going to dance. We're going to go on roller coasters. We're going to rollerblade. So I got to stay strong.
Yeah. So you have so much going on. You know, you live every day with multiple chronic illnesses. You have pain some days.
You're so cute. Pain some days.
Oh, pain every day.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, there's not like a day there's not pain.
Right. So I'm sure that some of this all of it probably feels very overwhelming at times. What is your strategy or what keeps you motivated to keep going, to get up?
Vodka. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, listen, I'm not brown.
I'm kidding.
Girl, better give me some whiskey or something. But
I would say friends, my faith, you know, asking my husband, I need you to pray for me. I'm going to go crazy. And he's like, I'm going to pray for you. And then I want you to go into another room so I don't have to hear you anymore. No, but I think it is all of that. You know, you're really kind of pulling on everything. And then you've got to like go into a space where you're just quiet and you're just like, I need just dark and quiet, not that black, dark hole, but just, I need to just close my eyes because I'm not helping myself or anyone else. And where it's just like, where you're not doing anything and you just are like, I have to have some quiet time and you just give it to yourself no matter what, because you get to that point where you know that you cross the line and you're not good to anybody. You're not good for yourself or anyone else. So it's like, I love you. Peace out. And so that has to happen.
I think you and I have very similar relationships with our spouses where they just know. Mine will put me in timeout. Yes. He's like, I have dinner. I can tell today is not your day.
Yeah.
I'm going to dinner. I need you to go to bed or something.
Yes.
Go watch a hockey game or read a book or something. Just not here.
Somewhere other than here.
For sure. Because
I'll ramble on and talk to myself without even realizing it. And I'm like, blah, 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 and I'm mad. And he's like, okay. How about if I get same thing, get dinner and you go upstairs and lay down and I'm like, okay,
bye.
Yeah. So, and then that's good for not just me, but for him too, you know, because he needs that peace.
For sure.
So I would say when you're busy like that, or not even, you just have that anxiety, know when it's there and listen, like if someone you love and you know, loves you is saying it, don't get offended. Take it and go take that space. Because it can, some people get so offended about it. I'm like, no, 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 no. Take it. They love you. Take it.
I feel like that's part of like self-awareness when you have an illness, like or RA, and you have this pain. There's got to be a level of self-awareness where you're like, I'm not at my best right now. That means that I won't be tomorrow, but you know, it's not good for me. It's not good for them. Nobody is benefiting right now from me.
No.
I have a shitty attitude. So you've got to, it's just a level of self-awareness.
Right. I just think of like, if I had a friend walk in at that point and looked at my face or what was going on, what would they think right then? You know, would it, does this look like me?
Right.
Like what I represent, my values at all? Mm-hmm. Or do I look like an insane person running around the house? And then I'm like, yeah, I need to go upstairs and get myself together.
Right. Oh my goodness. So along with all of this, you have some products coming on your website.
Yes, I do. And this is something that this won't be here anymore. I mean, I loved it. So it's my old MS Disrupted and they'll look similar, but hey, we got to get a little jazzy with it. So we've got already on the website, we've got the journals. And so those are really fun to kind of get in order. And then we've got different colors too. So you've got to go and look. So we've got like some that are more toned. So they got like white. Then it comes down to orange. And then if you sign up for the 10-week program, then there's a completely different one for you guys. Coming up, we're going to have some caps. We're going to have some, obviously some zip-up jackets. And obviously, because it's summer, some t-shirts we're working on.
Water bottles.
Yes, water bottles. So just working on some fun stuff that we want to have so you guys can get some swag. So you'll be able to see that coming up. Obviously, you'll see posts and stuff, but they'll be on the website.
You're just growing the whole brand.
I mean, here's the thing too, that people don't get about swag is like, once you do it, you do it. So you really have to know. Like we've had some swag that I'm like, like it. And so you got to kind of pull it out before people are trying to get it.
Right.
And so, I mean, I do like this, but I want to go with different things. I mean, some people have it and good, like love it. It'll be, I'll still always wear this, but I like that we're adding to it and doing some other really cool things with it. So I think that's the big thing is that people jump on swag before it's ready.
Right.
And then a year later, I mean, gosh, in the gym, people did that all the time.
Right.
And then 2 years, they'd be like, I hate this. I'm like, just wait on it for a bit and make sure you get something you really like.
Right.
Because it's your brand.
And you've ordered some samples that you're like,
did not work.
This is not it. We're not putting this on the.
Right.
So I agree. Yeah. But I'm super excited for all of the stuff that's going to be coming out. And
yeah.
All on the website.
What's your favorite thing that's coming up?
Ooh, listen, I drink probably way too much coffee.
Yes.
So I think once the coffee mugs come out, I will for sure be
drinking
that. I'll get my journal for sure when I join
the
program.
Yeah. Water bottles, I think, and coffee mugs are going to be really good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, hello, I never not have a water bottle.
And, of course, tank.
Always.
Because I live in Arizona and it's hot.
Oh, God, yeah. I have to have a tank. Because you know what it is? I'm wearing everybody else's MS, which I am so appreciative of. They've given me so many beautiful tank tops. But I don't have my own. I'm like, I need my own tank top.
Right,
so I'm always grabbing one. So I'm like, I need my own MS. I'm like, it's now March and I don't have my own for March.
We're going to fix it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Let's work on wrapping this beautiful interview
up.
You always ask all of your guests this. And so we're going to turn the tables, obviously.
Okay.
If you had one piece of advice for your fellow MS warriors, whether they are newly diagnosed or they've been living with this for a few years, what is your number one piece of advice that you would give to an MS warrior?
Such a good question. I did not even think about this or write it down.
Yeah.
I know. Newly diagnosed or have had it for a long time. I would say probably the same because I feel like that we talked about it a little bit ago, but that grieving that you have when you first get it is a little different because it's a fear and you're not even sure what to grieve because you don't even know what it is yet. You're just kind of hit with like, what is this? And then there's times that you grieve again throughout the time of having this, throughout our life, that it's like little bits and little bits are taken. And so it feels like, okay, I've got it. And you go time and time without anything changing. And then things change. And I would say with that is to learn to roll the punches and learn that this doesn't take over, which you hear a lot. It doesn't take over. It changes things a lot. But learn to see the beauty in the things that MS can doesn't just take things away, but it also changes you. And I can say that in my walk with this, and I want you to see this in your own life and maybe use your journal, but it changes your perspective on so many days. When it's a beautiful sunny day, you don't miss it. When you have time with your kids and you really have a beautiful time on a holiday or on just a regular day, you don't forget it because it's so big to you then. So I want to say to you that when something like that happens, you can take it and make it like life's over. But I can promise you that my life has been much more fulfilled having this disease because I choose to look at things in a much different way. I don't want to miss anything and lose anything. So you just have to really reframe what you thought your life would be and see things in a much different lens.
Yeah, I agree. That's really good advice.
So good.
It is. And you know, we've been through this. You've helped me through, I just went through a huge grieving process because my other career, I was in real estate for 10 years and so hard. It was my dream since school. And so giving that up was devastating, but it gave me the opportunity to work with you. It gave me the opportunity to be in this MS community and MS space in a way that is more meaningful than I could have imagined. So I think that's really good advice. You kind of just reframe the narrative and change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change.
Yes, I love that. And I believe that us making this change and you doing this with me is going to open the door for more for you to do in this world. Because I think when people see the website and they know more that you put, I'm glad you put a tag on there that you did it. Because I think that so many of us that are going into this need marketing and there's so few, and you know how many I've been through. And so I think that this is going to be a good thing for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, this has been fun.
And I tried very hard not to interview you. It was really tough, but I didn't. I tried not to.
No, you did a great job. You did good. So we will wrap this up, Kathy. I'm going to give you back the seat for your next interview because this was a lot for me.
You did great.
And I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to showcase you for a change.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Move It or Lose It podcast, where you can again find us wherever you like your podcast, whether it's Apple, Spotify, join us on that. And we can't wait to see you again. We're going to have a lot of exciting guests and working together. And as always, you'll hear us say at the end of every podcast, we are stronger together. So let's do it. Let's become stronger together. Have a great day.